Hello, everyone. Welcome to NGW High Voltage. I am the camera guy, and here with me, as always, is NGW head official Scott Cross. And Scott, this Saturday, yep. Melee Muscuda 3, Lou Civic Center, 7 p.m.
I mean, it's finally here. I mean, we're less than 48 hours from Melee Muscuda 3.
We certainly are. And you know what, Scott? At the top of the show here, I got something that I love doing. You know I love doing it.
I know you do. Go ahead.
So, as we said last week, we will be having a live stream on the NGW YouTube and Twitch pages of all of our shows up into the first show at the beginning of the year. Oh my goodness. Endless Winter.
Yep. All the way through Endless Winter, which our first show, you know, when we had the legendary Buff Bagwell on the very first show to kick off NGW all the way up to this January, Endless Winter. I mean, cannot wait.
But we actually have an update to that. And the update is that last week we said that the start time will be 4 p.m. Actually, it turns out the start time is actually going to be 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Wow.
Because there is going to be a full 30-hour live stream.
Wow, 30 hours. So now we moved it up.
Yeah, there was more content there than we thought there was. We added a couple things in between the shows.
Hey, that's just more to watch. So that's good.
Yep. So make sure that you are tuning in to the NGW YouTube and Twitch streams, where we'll be streaming that live for 30 hours, all the NGW shows up into Endless Winter.
Yes. And, you know, we have that live stream, and then we go all the way. We go to Melee Muscuda 3, and then Sunday afternoon is the St. Louis Wrestling Sunday. Independent Hall of Fame. So it's just a full weekend starting tomorrow at 1 p.m. all the way through Sunday. It's just going to be a packed wrestling weekend.
Oh, my weird. I'm going to be so busy this weekend.
Yes, it is a very busy weekend, but it's also a great weekend because, like I said, this is Melee Muscuda 3. We are keeping the tradition alive. What better way to keep the tradition alive than, you know, Melee Muscuda 3? And then we also get the Hall of Fame, you know. It's going to be a great weekend for wrestling, you know. Great weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. I mean, we're going to be seeing the two-time NGW Tag Team Champions going up against the Great Heathen Army for the NGW Tag Team Championship.
Yes. You know, the Great Heathen Army has held gold before in IWA, and they're looking to gain gold in NGW, but it's not just any champions. It's the first ever two-time tag team champions, the FAM. So this is not going to be easy task, but this will be a great match either way.
Yep, and we're also going to be seeing LVK taking on Reinar in what I expect not to be a match, but just a straight-up fight.
Yes. You know, LVK has been kind of, Reinar's kind of in a way stalking, you know, him, but you know, the talk is done after Saturday because they will be in the ring. And like you said, it's going to be a fight either way.
Yep. And Navi Kai is going to be challenging for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yes. All right. I'm going to start the count off this time because, you know, Navi Kai, you know, up and comer in NGW, you know, trying to get gold. He's trying to get gold in IWA. Almost had it, you know, at IWA at that light heavyweight title, but he's looking to gain the NGW Lightning Division Championship against Preacher. And, you know, this is going to be a match, but, you know, I wish Navi Kai all the best luck in this match because I don't know with him, you know.
Yep. And we're also going to be having Lexi Green versus Cassandra Golden in the first semifinal round for crowning the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yes. We had Cassandra Golden on the show last week. And, you know, finding out that, you know, this is the first time her and Lexi Green are going one-on-one. And it's not just a normal match. It's the semifinals for the crown, the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yep. And also, we're going to be having Jerry Morgan taking on Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship. And our co-CEO, Phoenix Quinn, has challenged the NGW fan base to, as Marcellus Knight says, show up and show out and raise $1,000 for Wrestling for a Cure from NGW.
Yes. You know, Jerry Morgan is starting to become somewhat of a belt collector in a way. He's got the, he is the current Ignite Outburst champion, the current IWA light heavyweight champion. And this Saturday, he looks to win that Wrestling for a Cure. But, you know, he talked about being, you know, undefeated. He's not been pinned or submitted. You know, Sid Holland went 2 years, over 2 years undefeated in NGW. So this is going to be, I think it's going to be a great match either way.
And then, of course, you know, we're also going to be getting Burt Candy in action.
Yes, you know, newcomer to NGW. You know, we've seen him. He did make an appearance at the Mount Vernon Rumble over there at IWA Productions. He has appeared once in NGW and kind of is making a name for himself over here. So I'm excited to see Burt.
And we'll also be seeing Manson in action, the newest disciple to the Gospel of Damnation.
This guy scares the crap out of me. You never know where he's going to be. He shows up out of nowhere. Like, I remember one time it was at the IWA show. I was going to leave, and he just come out of freaking underneath my car and just started crawling away, saying a bunch of weird stuff. I don't know about this guy. This guy is kind of crazy. I mean, and I know crazy. I'm friends with Don DeAstoy, so I know crazy. So.
And then we have the big match of the show.
Yes.
We'll be seeing Tobias Storm teaming with the new NGW heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H, taking on the returning Chris Cade and the King of Chaos himself, Ricky Cruz.
Yes, this match, I mean, you know, Chris Cade's been waiting 9 months to get his hands not only on Playboy, but to get his shot back at that NGW heavyweight championship that he never lost. He's going to get it on July 12th at Wrestling for a Cure. But in the meantime, this Saturday, he's going to get his hands on Playboy, but it's going to be a tag match. This is going to be a good match. I mean, all these men in the match, I mean, PYT, you know, the number game is going to be a factor, but it's not just anybody in that ring. It's the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz. It's the returning Chris Cade. It's, they can handle themselves against PYT, but this is going to be a great match either way.
Yeah, we got Dardar in the comments saying, let's go Tobias and Playboy, but, you know, of course, our guest tonight is the returning Chris Cade.
Yes.
And let's take a quick look at Cade's accomplishments. He made his surprise return from injury at Battle Lines. He's going to be challenging Playboy Double H for the NGW Championship at Wrestling for a Cure on July 12th. He's a former NGW Heavyweight Champion, the longest current reign of an NGW Champion, IWA Productions Heavyweight Champion 3 times. Graduate of Jacobs Pritchard Wrestling Academy and the first graduate of the Ace Wrestling Academy. And a fun fact about Chris Cade, in addition to wrestling, Cade is a successful semi-pro arena football player as well. So, Scott, what do you say we go ahead and bring on our guest for tonight?
Let's bring him on.
Let's put Mr. Cade in the position of honor. Mr. Cade, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing great, and it is absolutely fantastic to see you back in NGW. I am so glad that you're all healed up.
Yeah, it feels good to be back.
And everybody, make sure that you're commenting down below with any questions you have for Chris Cade, questions or comments, because we will be selecting one of our live viewers to win a signed show poster. And by poster, I mean these things are huge. I don't think you've had the pleasure of actually seeing one yet, Mr. K, but I'm sure you've been to the movies. These are movie poster size posters, and it'll be signed by everybody on the roster.
Yeah, just because I've been away don't mean I haven't been paying attention.
Well, that's good, because there's been a couple of changes since we last saw you, which the last time that we saw you was at Forsaken in Highland, where the last thing we saw of you was when you presented the NGW Heavyweight Championship to Dexter Roswell after he competed and won that in a 3-man match against CW Graves and Logan Ridge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I wanted to give the fans that match of me and Dexter. It didn't quite work out that way due to injury, but after sitting back, it was the right thing to do is personally hand it to him. But I know in the back of his head, he thought it was going to go completely opposite.
Yeah, I think everybody was thinking that at that point in time, you know, given how you were at the time, you might have done a little bit of a as they call, cheap shot to him. But
maybe, but that's in the past.
And we have Jason Heath, the NGW sound technician, saying, "It's good to see you again, Cade."
Right on.
I can't agree more with that sentiment. And then, of course, at Battle Lines, we saw your return. You walked out and you had a hood over your head. And when you revealed who it was after Playboy's match, that you just got an absolute eruption from the crowd.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I didn't know if anybody's going to remember me. You know, I was that guy that didn't care. Like, it was what it was. But, you know, like I said, sitting back, paying attention to everything, it was just time to flip that switch and show up out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, one of your first actions returning to the NGW ring was actually to cause Tobias Storm, one of your former teammates, to do a little flippy action there.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you think you know somebody, and then when something doesn't go their way, or, you know, the band broke up, I feel like he took the easy way out. He's got the numbers.
Now, speaking of your injury, what actually did you injure on yourself?
So I hurt my shoulder, you know, in the video I made before the last show I was at. I actually tore my rotator cuff, my labrum, some other stuff in there. But what people don't know is I had been wrestling and playing football for 6 months with that going on. And then my last match with Tyler Lee Deputy, I actually dislocated it in the match. And ironic as it sounds, at the time, you know, when I thought Tobias was my friend, I actually had to have him pop it back in place in the middle of the match.
Oh.
And it just got to the point where I couldn't put surgery off anymore.
So there was a surgery required to repair it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it took a couple months to heal, but as you can see from Tobias' last show, it's all healed up.
Looking pretty good. So what was the recovery process like for you?
So I was in a sling for 2 weeks. I had to do physical therapy 3 to 4 times a week for about 3 to 4 months. And it was one of those things where constantly had to stretch it, you know, up until probably February or March. I was kind of worried because it was still sore. But it was from not using those muscles for all that time. But it was pretty strenuous. It really took a mental toll.
And we know that when you handed the title to Dexter at Forsaken, he promised you the chance to face him for it when he came back. But of course, you know, Playboy Double H in the meantime acquired the right to fight contract and cashed it in.
Right. So
on Dexter. So you won't actually get that matchup with Dexter for the championship.
You know, you're right. I might not get that match with Dexter, but regardless of who has the belt, I never lost it. So I still get my rematch with whoever, you know, because and you want to talk about not losing it. I never lost the IWA championship either. So he's got two. He's got two belts that I never lost.
Oh, that's a very good point. So are you looking forward to stepping up face-to-face with the Playboy Double H on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely. I've been waiting on that for a long time.
And does it affect your feelings on the match at all that you're also going to be facing your former partner?
You know, I never thought Tobias would jump ship, but I don't know what PYT told him, promised him, paying him, at the end of the day, I got to do what I got to do. It's business.
And on your return, you actually came back to, it looked like you were trying to lend a little bit of assistance to Dexter on your return.
Yeah. So me and Dexter have never always seen eye to eye, but I do respect Dexter. So after months of, you know, watching this and that, maybe it was one of those things where it's like, hey, you know, people can change. But, you know, Scott even said it, the way I used to be, my actions, I don't blame him for the hesitation. I don't blame him. There's no hard feelings there.
So it's great seeing that you've come back with a better attitude, shall we say.
Yeah, we'll say that.
So outside of the NGW Heavyweight Championship, do you have your sights set on anything else in the short term?
You know, I'm just there to do what I love. You know, I've been itching to get back in the ring for 9 months, and if this tag match is the first step of, you know, continuing that journey, then that's what we're going to do.
And of course, I'm sure you're looking forward to facing Playboy Double H one-on-one at Wrestling for a Cure in July.
Oh yeah. I would love to say that I'm, you know, ready to face him one-on-one, but everybody knows Playboy's got to run with his little posse. It's never a one-on-one. So we'll just go with, you know, 1-on-6 or however many they have, they multiply. I swear every time you look there's a new face, but that's never stopped me before. So if he wants to, you know, bring them all.
And we have the infamous Dardar in the chat with a question. Very good question. Hey, Kate, who would you want to fight in the future, either tag or singles? And there have been a few new faces in NGW since the last time we saw you here.
You know, I've been in a couple, you know, tag matches. You know, I don't know if I can give you an answer on who I'd want as a tag partner, because I don't think a lot of people still like me or don't like me. But singles wise, you know, I've wrestled Ricky Cruz. He's always fun to wrestle. That's always a good show. I do want my one-on-one with Dexter. Heck, I'll even go with Dirk Kothar, whatever little Viking dude.
Yeah. How about somebody like Navi Kai?
Yeah, you know, I he does a little bit of high flying and this and that. You know, I would do it. You know, I used to travel up to Chicago, do Lucha Libre, so I'm sure I could still hang with it.
Or somebody that we'll actually be seeing in an NGW ring for the first time this weekend, LVK.
You know, I don't know much about him, I'm not gonna lie. But I've seen some stuff, and I think that'd be a good match.
I think so. This is gonna be my first opportunity seeing LVK in action this week. And we had on your information card at the beginning here that you are the first graduate of the Ace Wrestling Academy. Is that where you started your wrestling journey?
That's where I started. I went to a SICW show years ago. I believe it was, 2018, 2019. And they come out with a flyer post that they were open a wrestling school. So I signed up for it. You know, it was tough. Like, people don't understand. Getting in the wrestling business is tough. A lot of people can't hack it. It's physical. I started there. Wrestled there for a while. And then when COVID hit, you know, a lot of places shut down. But what a lot of people don't know is when they shut down, I actually started traveling with Ricky Cruz. You know, he was one of the people that kept training me after COVID had shut everything down. So he played a big part of where I'm at right now.
I did not know that. That's amazing. Ricky Cruz, he's been in the business for a very long time. I'm sure that there was a lot that you learned from him during that
time. He very much, and he is very knowledgeable. So I've picked his brain plenty of times.
Ricky Cruz is a wonderful source of information. He's willing to share it with anybody who asks, has been my opinion, because I have been able to go up to him and ask him questions about psychology and match structure as a photographer, and he's more than willing to always share that information with me.
Absolutely.
And you're going to be teaming with him this Saturday.
You know, when I found out I was going to team with him, I was like a little kid. Like, you know, he helped me begin my journey. We've had our one-on-ones, and now it's almost like full circle. So now I get to, you know, student, teacher. You know, I'm excited.
Man, that's amazing, being able to work with somebody who influenced your career in such a way.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you're also a graduate of the Jacobs Pritchard Wrestling Academy as well.
Yeah, that, you know, honestly, you know, so that one is, you got to send in an application and you're not guaranteed to get picked. I actually, you know, just for the heck of it, you know, one night I seen it and I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a try. I actually got an email from Dr. Tom the next day. And, wow. And I actually went down to Tennessee, lived there for 3 months and trained with Dr. Tom Pritchard and Kane.
That's amazing. And we got Matt Marks in the comments saying, hello, hello. And we got the infamous Dart RPYT's number one fan saying, Ricky snooze this, Ricky snooze that, blah, blah, blah. Can we hear about someone better?
You gotta love the haters.
Oh, yeah. What was the difference between going, you know, you went from the Ace Wrestling Academy to JPWA. What was kind of the difference between both?
So it was kind of similar, you know, the basics.
Technique. Yeah, the basics, yeah.
But with the Ace Academy, it was 2 times a week. I believe it was Tuesdays and Thursdays. I want to say from 6 to 9. And then with JPWA, it was four nights in the ring. One night was promo class. So Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 6 to 10, you're in the ring. Wednesdays, it was your little bit of a break day, and that's where you kind of, you know, got to find yourself, you know, find your voice, figure out what you wanted to do. And the biggest difference is the ring. It was an actual 20 by 20. So for 3 months, I'm running in a 20 by 20. And then when I come back, you know, to Missouri, my steps are off. So not only did I have to jump right back into training when I got back, but I had to, you know, figure out where I was going to be, how I was going to execute stuff, because, you know, you lose 5-6 feet.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I'm not a wrestler. But I know the difference between a 16 foot, an 18 foot, and a 20 foot. And it does throw you off of where your footing has to be in the ring, how much of a distance you have, especially as a referee moving around, because, you know, some rings are different. So I understand that part.
Right.
Yeah. And as a photographer, you know, I've only done 18 and 16 foot rings, but as a photographer, I like the 18-foot rings better. I get a little bit more exercise, and you got a little bit more room to work.
Right.
Yes.
Which size of ring do you like working in the best?
You know, between a 16 and an 18, once you're in there, since it's not a big difference, it really doesn't affect me, and I can't really tell. You know, IWA's got the short ring. NGW, no, we have the taller one. That the only really difference is that the height, and, you know, so I can't really tell you. It doesn't really. I don't notice it. We'll put it that way.
So you've only been doing wrestling since 2018.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing football?
So I played my younger years, played in high school, and then I just recently started back up like a year ago. So, I found something that I can stay active other than wrestling.
How did you wind up getting back into that?
So, my brother is actually the owner of the team.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so he's like, hey, come out and play. And I'm like, man, I don't know. And then next thing you know, there I am. So,
which position do you play?
So I play defensive end. Yeah, so okay. So not only do I get to hit people in the ring, I get to hit people outside the ring.
I bet the skills have a little bit of a crossover there.
A little bit.
So as I've observed your work in both NGW and IWA, I would describe your style as a powerhouse brawler type of style.
Yeah, I like to fight. You know, I came in this world fighting, you know, because obviously I didn't want to wait till my mom's due date, so I came early. And so, but yeah, I mean, I'm too big to be doing, you know, these high fly moves. I think the most I do is a splash off the top rope. That's all you're ever going to see me do. Kudos to everybody else who can do the fancy stuff, because I'd break my neck.
But you also have a really good technical side as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I did amateur and, you know, high school and all that. So, you know, I grew up playing sports, so I got something going for me.
Now, has the train, since you've been training for your return, have you discovered that due to your injury, you've had to make any adjustments to your wrestling style?
Not really, but that's why I started using another finisher. My side effect into the Anaconda Vice, because, you know, when I dislocated my shoulder in the match, I still hit Tyler Deputy with my clothesline, and that didn't help my situation. So at one point I thought I was just going to have to get rid of it completely, but luckily, you know, it's when I hit Tobias with it, I was like, okay, I didn't really lose a step.
Yeah. You got a pretty good amount of power behind that strike still.
Right.
So how did it feel after you came back and it was announced at Battle Lines that you would be facing Playboy Double H for the heavyweight championship at Wrestling for a Cure? How did that feel?
It completely caught me off guard. But that was this is what I've been waiting for, is another shot at the title I didn't lose. And the fact that it's with, you know, Playboy, you know, going back to him having the other belt I didn't lose, because, you know, everybody knows somebody broke into my house and stole it. But, I was excited, and in the pure joy of seeing his face, like he saw a ghost, just made it even sweeter.
Yeah, he did have a little bit of a shocked look on his face, shall we say.
Right.
But, and, you know, he pulled a fast one on everybody that night, though. He really did.
Yes.
Because we thought he wasn't even going to be at the show. He was going to be out celebrating his birthday. So when he came out and cashed in the right to fight contract, his presence there was just a shock to everybody.
Yeah, well, the fact that I got to take that momentum in that celebration away from him, that's a win in my book.
I mean, you really did kind of take away from his moment and kind of take the spotlight off of him there at the end of the show.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the next week he came and took our show.
Yeah, I personally think he's scared. Like, why? He's always dodging somebody, you know, and then, you know, I'm cleaning house, and instead of helping his friends, he's sneaking out the back of the ring.
Yeah.
I mean,
he is. I mean, it does kind of seem towards that way because, you know, he did add Marco Hendricks to PYT. He added Tobias Storm. So he is adding powerhouses and Chris Cutler. So he is adding a lot of power to that PYT. So it's almost like a shield protecting him from anybody that comes towards that title.
Right.
We got Donde in the chat asking, what did he miss?
Oh my gosh. I hope he's in the right state because it's.
I didn't even realize Donde was still employed.
Yeah, he's still employed somehow. I don't know how.
He is Donde. Donde has recently become confused in thinking that he's also the camera guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay then. Well, yeah. You better watch out. You got a little bit of competition then.
I don't think so. I mean, he he doesn't. He takes really great pictures of things that he's not taking pictures of. Example, you know, he tries to take a picture of somebody in the ring and you get a really good picture of the lighting. Yeah, infamous Dardar saying that PYT's not scared. They didn't take anything. They just simply being the best in NGW and IWA. And, you know, Playboy Double H is currently holding the IWA and NGW heavyweight championships, which the last person who I think held both of those at the same time was yourself.
I believe that's 100% true.
Don is saying that's not nice. I'm not employed. Everything works like it
should. Oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, Playboy stated at the beginning of the year that 2025 is going to be the year of PYT. And he currently holds the NGW and IWA heavyweight championships. We know that PYT is also looking to capture the NGW tag team champions at some point as well.
So what it sounds like to me is they're trying to take a page out of what used to be the New Deal.
That does sound accurate. Yeah.
And one thing that I hope bugs Playboy is that he has never beaten me for those titles.
Yep.
You know, I don't recall. Have you had a one-on-one match with Playboy in the past?
I did. And it was more like a one-on-three. So whether it's been a one-on-one, he's never, we'll put it this way, he has never beaten me on his own, but he has never beaten me for those titles.
Mm. See, I mean, PYT uses, as I like to call it, creative tactics. And you know what? I was just reminded that one-on-one match with you and Playboy Double H was actually NGW's upload to Facebook this week.
Oh. Yeah, and in that video, that match, you can see the interference.
Yeah. But, you know, I will say that when you were part of the New Deal, you also utilized creative tactics at times.
Yes and no. I call them business decisions.
Okay, that's a good way to put it, too. And Alex Steele, just a reminder, you are 1-0, so when you're done with Playboy, we need to run it back.
Absolutely.
That sounds like a fun match right there. You and Alex Steele, one half of the current NGW Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, that would be a great match. I would love to see the fam versus you and Ricky Cruz for the NGW Tag Team Championship.
Oh, that
would be a great match.
You know, speaking of the fam, you know, another, you know, Marcellus Knight, me and him have had our one-on-ones and we've brought down the house. Like
that,
he is,
yes.
He's one of my top matches that I enjoy.
You won the NGW Heavyweight Championship off of Marcellus Knight.
Right.
utilizing the right to fight contract much the same way that a Playboy Double H did.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it's there for, right?
Yeah.
So, but that's in the past. That doesn't matter now.
Well, I think it matters in that you and Playboy seem to have a little bit of a dichotomy between yourselves in how the past couple of years have been going with your careers in NGW and IWA.
You might be right, but here's the one difference. I ran with a group for about a year. Playboy's been doing it for how many years? He's constantly having help. So I run with a group one time for a year, did what I needed to do, and now I'm solo again.
But that also brings up a good point in that, you know, you were part of the New Deal. And, you know, Dexter and Logan still part of NGW. We've got Tobias Storm, who has now joined PYT. And, of course, you know, Jason Halbert as the mouthpiece of the group. How do you feel about the possibility of maybe yourself and Dexter and Logan and Halbert working together in the future?
If it's right, if things can be worked out, it's a possibility. But if it doesn't, it was fun. So you just live, you learn, you move on. But like I said, I've always respected Dexter. You know, I respect Logan Ridge. You know, Halbert was the one who set everything up, but somewhere between the beginning and the end, everybody kind of started trying to outdo each other. So it is what it is. What's done is done. So we'll see what the future holds.
And it's also only natural for at some point for people to eventually kind of go off and do their own things outside of part of the group as well.
Right.
But with that history together, though, I mean, you know, you went out and you tried to lend some assistance to Dexter after PYT was doing a little bit of a beatdown on him. So you still appear to have a little bit of a, hey, I'm going to help you out kind of mentality towards Dexter, which we saw the beginning of that at your last appearance at Forsaken.
Right. Yeah. I mean, regardless of the history, that after everything we went through, I couldn't conscientiously just sit there and let it happen. So I had two choices. Don't do nothing. And then ask myself later, like, you know, what would have happened if I went out there? Or, hey, I'm going to go out there and whatever happens, happens. Yeah. You know, yes, at first, he didn't realize it was me. And then when he realized it was me, he didn't want nothing to do with it. And I can't say I blame him, but that's on him. Whatever's going through his head with that, that's on him.
So do you intend to make your return at Battle Lines, or were you just there to enjoy the show and Playboy's actions kind of vaulted you into your own actions?
You know, I was kind of incognito, and I was just there to scope it out. I didn't want management to know I was there. I didn't want the fans to know I was there. So in a way, you can guess, you could say I kind of just snuck in. And when I realized what was going on, I was like, okay, this is that moment.
And very well picked moment, too. So, with you facing Playboy Double H at Wrestling for a Cure in July, how do you feel about our co-CEO, Phoenix Quinn, issuing the challenge to the NGW fan base for NGW to try to raise $1,000 for Wrestling for a Cure for St. Jude's Hospital in the fight against childhood cancer?
I think it's wonderful. You know, I got, you know, family members that have went through cancer, and, you know, so I think it's wonderful. You know, I challenge the fans to help raise that. You know, whether you like me or not, I challenge all the fans, everybody in the locker room. A little bit goes a long way.
Yeah, and we're currently sitting at, to the best of my knowledge, $848. We are so close to reaching that $1,000 goal.
That is absolutely amazing.
I mean, I'm certain by the time that you and Playboy are squaring off in the squared circle at Wrestling for a Cure, we will have that amount. I am positive that the NGW fan base will show up and show out for it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm not sure how much you've been seeing the program here lately, but there has been some little bit of controversy with our head official, Scott Cross.
I mean, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut on that one. Because we'll just put it this way. Like any other sport, what the ref, ump, anybody says, I mean, that's what goes, right?
Yeah, it's true.
And, you know, the only people that have a problem with it is PYT and certain people.
Well, that's PYT, because if they don't get what they want or it doesn't go their way, they cry.
Exactly.
So, you know, I was always raised, you respect the referees, the umpires. So what they say goes. I mean, that's all there is to it. I may not have always agreed with it, but there ain't nothing I can do about it.
I mean, I personally think that Scott has always made fair calls in the ring.
Yeah.
And the only time I've ever seen Scott count slow was after an incident happened with Scott when he was pulled out of the ring. I think that's happened a couple of times, but that's understandable though. I mean, Scott's not a trained wrestler, as you've said, Scott. So of course, if something happens to you, you know, you're going to get your bell rung a little bit. You're going to be a little bit slower on the count, but you know what? You're still in there doing your job and making that count in the first place.
Exactly.
But, you know, so do you think that Scott has always been, you think Scott's always been fair in your matches?
You know, now that I've had time away and I've had time to reflect, yeah, he was just doing his job. But in those moments, I wanted it to be the way I wanted it. I was sitting at the top, so I felt like what I say should go. But now, like I said, now that I've had time to reflect, I understand he was just doing his job.
And, you know, Dara's saying Scott's never fair, but I think you're fair, Scott.
That's Dara's opinion, you know. She's my number one fan, so, you know, I'm going to get heat from my number one fan.
But I really do think that, you know, like I said, Scott's fair, down the middle, great referee. But he's also a little bit goofy at times, though.
Sometimes.
That's just Scott.
Well, I've been hanging around with Donde Estoy a lot, so that explains a lot of it.
I was going to say, that's probably a part of your problem right there.
Well, me and Sid Holland were supposed to, he was supposed to keep him 6 months of the year, and I was supposed to keep him 6 months of the year. Well, he won't answer my phone calls. He won't answer my emails. He ducks and dodges me. So Donde's just down here somewhere. I don't know where he is. I lost track of him.
But, you know, speaking of goofy, though, we do like to play a game here on the show, Mr. K, that I'm sure that you've probably been warned about or seen. And we like to call this little game Shh. shock therapy.
Oh, yeah. I've heard all about it.
Yep. So for anyone not familiar, the way that shock therapy works is we ask our guest 3 multiple choice questions. And if he gets 2 out of the 3 multiple choice questions right, he will win a prize for one of our live viewers. And this week, Mr. Cade, you will be playing for Xavier Twist.
Alrighty.
Now, Mr. Cade, you have been known as the real deal in wrestling.
Right.
So I thought that it would only be prudent to find out how much you know about fake deals. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's roll.
All right. Your first question. Which infamous scammer sold the Brooklyn Bridge multiple times to unsuspecting victims? A, the guy who auctioned off the moon with a telescope and a charm. C, George C. Parker. C, a raccoon in a trench coat claiming to represent the city. Or D, Vinny Two Tickets DeMarco, who also leased the Statue of Liberty for weddings.
Oh, which infamous scammer sold? You know, let me read that one more time. Blah, blah, blah. You know, let's go with B, George C. Parker.
B, George C. Parker? And you are correct. It was George C. Parker.
You got technical difficulties?
I think we are having a little bit of technical difficulties. Hold on.
Am I back?
There he is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. But according to accounts, he actually sold the Brooklyn Bridge 3 different times.
Hey, do what you got to do to make money.
Yeah. That's a pretty good scam, if I do say so myself. So you have 1 question right. You just have to get 1 more right to win that poster for Xavier. Your second question is, what famous landmark was once fraudulently sold by a con artist named Victor Lustig? Was it A, the Grand Canyon, complete with complimentary donkeys, B, the Golden Gate Bridge with toll booths included, C, the Eiffel Tower, or D, Mount Rushmore with optional rental space for a 5th president?
Let's see. C.
C, the Eiffel Tower? And you are correct.
Perfect.
So, very interesting about this one is that Victor Lustig actually sold the Eiffel Tower for scrap, because at that current time, there was a debate on how they were going to keep up with the maintenance on the Eiffel Tower. So he used these news reports to be all like, oh, they're just going to sell it for scrap. So that's what he wound up doing and got away with it, too.
That's a whole lot of scrap.
Yeah. But you have gotten 2 out of the 3 questions right. So you have won that signed poster for Xavier Twist. But we do have a total of 3 questions. Want to see if you can go 3 for 3?
Yeah, let's go 3 for 3.
All right. Your third question. What was the scam pulled off by Gregor MacGregor in the early 1800s? Was it A, selling oceanfront property in Atlantis, B, declaring himself king of a fake country called Poiesis and selling land there, C, offering timeshares on the moon with free stargazing goggles, or D, running a pyramid scheme literally based on selling tiny pyramids?
Oh, wow. God, those are all so...
Those are all so creative. On this list, I see different business opportunities for Donde.
Yeah, I would say back in the day, people always wanted land. So let's go for B.
B declared himself king of a faint country, calling Poesis and selling land there. And you are correct.
See, there we go.
And again, he pretty much got away with it.
Hey, what? I guess it was easier to get away with some things back then.
It really was, because you could run away a lot easier than you can nowadays. But congratulations, you got all three of the questions right, and you won that sign poster for Xavier.
Yeah. Hang on. Give me 1 second. Somebody's like blowing up my door.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. Well,
but yeah, we haven't had a loser yet.
No, we have not. We've always had, you know, everybody seems to get them right. I mean, what the heck? Going on? What just happened?
I think we just lost Chris Cade there. I don't know what.
What the heck is he doing here?
Hello, my friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, the NGW Heavyweight Champion Playboy Double H.
Oh, I told you, idiots. This is what this moron gets for stepping into my business. Oh, Mr. Cade, where are you at? I told you 2025 was the year of PYT, and no punk like Chris Cade is going to ruin that. He wants to consider me copying off of him. Well, you know what, Mr. Cade? We'll see if you show up Saturday night, huh? Or, like I've said all along, we'll see if you show up to Wrestling for a Cure, because I'm not going. I told you all along, Playboy Double H wasn't going to be at Wrestling for a Cure. So now what, Phoenix Quinn? What are you going to do now? As I sit here in my Playboy mansion, it wasn't me. I had nothing to do with Chris Cade all of a sudden having a visitor. Maybe it was Ricky Snooze. Maybe you can't trust that punk as his tag team partner. Who knows? But now it looks like Ricky Snooze is going to have a 2-on-1 handicap match. Oh, it's so sweet to be king. Oh, it's wonderful.
Do with it being already
I don't know what you're talking about there, camera guy. I'm minding my own business as a champion does. You see, I've been studying tape over and over and over and over, preparing myself for this huge tag match. And now all of a sudden, it seems like it's going to be a 2-on-1 handicap match. Maybe Cade's got a long lost rival. You know, maybe he's ran his mouth too much. Maybe he crossed paths with the wrong guy at his football camp or his football game. Or maybe he's just crossed the path with the wrong set of crew. Oh, how sweet it is to be king. How sweet it is to be champion. And I'm going to be champion for a very, very long time. Oh, it's sweet to be king. It's wonderful to be a champion. See, I always have something off my sleeve, don't I? But who knows if it was even me? I have no idea. I don't know what happened. See, I'm just sitting here minding my own business, watching this idiot talk, and want to compare himself to me. He wants to say he did this first, and I'm just going to copy off of him. Chris Cade. Oh, you just got punched in the mouth, didn't you, you idiot?
Seem to know an awful lot about what just happened there.
Oh, I don't. Are you accusing me? Maybe it was Donde. Who knows where that guy's been, right? It could have been Donde. Who knows? Heck, it could have been Dexter Roswell. Cruz. It could have been Logan Ridge. See, there's all these guys that it could be. PYT had nothing to do with it. It just happened to happen, what, 2 days before the show?
Seems a little convenient for you, though.
I don't know what you're talking about. See, a champion is not scared of his opponents. I'm just letting you all know that that Wrestling for Your Cure match doesn't look like it's going to happen, so I wouldn't even show up if you want to see me defend my NGW Heavyweight Championship. I've told you guys since the moment that idiot Timothy Gibbons made that match, it wasn't going to happen. And this Saturday night, I guess it's a 2-on-1 handicap for Ricky Snooze versus Tobias! The NGW Heavyweight Champion, Playboy Double H. Oh, it's sweet. Oh, yeah, Chris Cade, do us all a favor and shut up, stupid. You got any questions for me, for the champion?
The only question I can think of, did you have something to do with what just happened to Chris Cade?
I absolutely had nothing to do with it. I just happened to be watching the show. That's all I've done. I'm sitting back here with the beautiful playgirls in the other room, you know, doing the fun times. I just happened to step into my office to study matches. Oh, speaking of matches, did you guys see me whip up on Chris Cade once before? And see, it was going to happen again this weekend, but it seems to be that Chris Cade is out of competition yet again. So that brings me to say, is he going to be available for Wrestling for a Cure? Or do I have the night off like I've always said I was going to have? Oh, don't you wish you were as smart as me, Scott? I sure know you wish you were as good looking as me. Oh, how sweet it is to be champion.
I can say one thing. You know, I'm entirely certain that given the circumstances that just occurred here, that Chris Cade probably has a little bit of a larger target on you, Playboy.
He's got a little bit of an ouchie, wouldn't you say? I guess that's going to be a question for the next few days. Where's Chris Cade? Is Chris Cade going to make it this weekend for his tag match against PYT? Was it Ricky Cruz that turned on his partner before he even was going to team with him? All the questions are out there. And only a few know the true answer. Not PYT. We had absolutely nothing to do with that. Because, see, if we had something to do with that, that would make us cowards. And we're not cowards. We face...
Well, I we can face tell you we got somebody heading over to check on Chris Cade, so know soon enough.
How would I do such a thing? I don't even know where that dirtbag even lives. He's states away from me. I have no idea. I just know everybody. I know Tobias is out training. Marco's out training. Chris Cutler's out training. Nikki Monroe is out scouting along with Virgil Holmes. So that leaves nobody. That leaves no one in PYT that could be responsible for Chris Cade getting injured. So ask yourself, NGW Nation, was it Ricky Cruz? Was it Logan Ridge? Was it Dexter Roswell? I don't know.
Well, I have my thoughts on it, but I'm pretty sure there's going to be a little bit of an investigation into what happened there.
Nobody cares what you think, okay? Your opinion is just about as idiotic as Scott's, okay? Hell, it may have been Scott. It's always going to be Scott's fault. Maybe he set this up. Maybe you need to investigate Mr. Scott Cross.
Well, Scott's been sitting here the whole time, so I don't think he's responsible.
Okay. Where's your other members? How come they're not available to come on video since they're training?
I just explained they're training. You know, we are always preparing for our matches week in and week out. We are scouting.
We are always
scouting for new talent to join the biggest, strongest, prettiest, greatest faction to ever be created, PYT. So, and we know Billy Ray is, you know, he's right now down and out with a health concern. So we know it wasn't Billy Ray. Nikki and Virgil are scouting. Marcus, Tobias, and Chris Cutler are training. I'm here. I'm right here. You can physically see I didn't do it. So, NGW, Phoenix Quinn. I guess I got the night off July the 12th, don't I? Chris Cade is
We'll see about out. That.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We'll see about that.
Oh, how sweet it is that this weekend is going to be a two-on-one handicap match. Yet again, I get to beat the snot out of Ricky Snooze.
We'll see about that come Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I guess you all need to go check on Chris Cade. I've got things to do. I've got to prepare for my huge tag match this weekend. Ooh, I'm so scared of Chris Cade. Yikes.
Yeah.
Oh, see ya. Stay sweet, my friends. Just remember, PYT had nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it. Stay sweet.
I love how they say PYT had nothing to do with it, yet he conveniently popped on here right after it seemed like Chris Cade was attacked. We don't know what's going on. We're sending people over right now to check on Chris Cade to see what's going on, but we don't know.
I'm sure there will be an update later on. Yes,
but
hopefully this evening on the current status of Chris Cade.
Hopefully, nothing affects our main event because we do have a great main event. And now after this attack, we don't know who's responsible, but this main event is stacked for, the tag team matches.
I've got my suspicions on who's responsible there, Scott.
We all have our suspicions, but we can't point the fingers. I mean, we got to have an investigation in this because something's fishy about this and just the timing from this match.
As of right now, it still stands that, Tobias Storm and Playboy Double H will be facing the returning Chris Cade and the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, in the main event, Melee and Muscuda 3, keeping their tradition alive.
I mean, I know he'll be there Saturday. So this is going to be, he's going to look for revenge on whoever it was that was behind this. And we don't know
whoever it was.
Yes. So if it was PYT and Playboy, then they're going to get their hands full on Saturday when, Ricky Cruz and Chris Cade team up. But besides that, we got other.
Yeah, Jerry Morgan taking on Sid Holland for the Wrestling for a Cure Championship. As we've been saying, co-CEO Phoenix Quinn has challenged the NGW fan base to raise $1,000 for Wrestling for a Cure to help fight childhood cancer in St. Louis.
Yes, we are almost there. We are very close, and I'm confident that the NGW fans will, like Marcellus Knight says, show up and show out, and we will reach goal at the end. Melee Muscuda 3. I'm almost confident we will. But Wrestling for a Cure Heavyweight Championship. And then the semifinals for the Women's Championship. Lexi Green was looking for that bye that Cassandra Golden got. And now Cassandra Golden is in the semifinals. Lexi Green is the semifinals. There's going to be only one winner. This is the first time they're facing each other. And they're facing each other in NGW. And it's for a shot at the finals to become the first ever NGW Women's Champion.
Yep, and we're going to have Navi Kai facing off against the current Lightning Division champion, Preacher, for the Lightning Division Championship.
Yeah, Navi Kai is making a name for himself all over here in IWA and NGW, and he's looking to get gold. He almost had gold the other weekend or last month at IWA, but he's looking to gain the Lightning Division Championship.
Yep, and we're going to be seeing the fam taking on the Great Heathen Army for the NGW Tag Team Championships.
Yes, both men, the fam, first ever two-time NGW Tag Team Champions against the Great Heathen Army. Great Heathen Army has held gold before. They're looking to gain gold again this Saturday.
Yep, and LVK is going to be facing Reinar. These two facing out for the first time. They've been going back and forth here on a High Voltage and on Facebook. It's just, this is going to be a slobber knocker if I do say so myself.
I mean, they've been going at it ever since Endless Winter, and the talking is over. This Saturday, they step one-on-one in the ring. Once that bell hits, this is going to be a fight one way or another.
And we're going to be seeing Burt Candy in action.
Yes, an up-and-comer. I mean, He's made his name over in Missouri. He's making his way in over here in Illinois, and he made a great presence at the IWA Rumble. He's been in NGW before. He's looking to make another impact in NGW returns. So I'm looking very excited to see Burt Candy in action.
Yep, and of course we're going to see Manson, the disciple of the Gospel of Damnation.
This little guy scares the crap out of me. You never know where he's going to pop up. But yes, he will be there. You know, we know the Gospel of Damnation will be there. You know, it's just, it's going to be a great night this Saturday.
I mean, you know, it's interesting on how Preacher.
We are always watching.
Why? I thought we were going to go one show without it. I thought we were going to go one show.
Scott.
I mean, I thought this would be the show we go without saying his name three times.
Yeah, but everybody, if you haven't already, make sure you get your tickets now at ngw.ticketleap.com. Doors open 7, Lou Civic Center, Muskego, Illinois. And also, don't forget, on Sunday, there is also the Independent St. Louis Wrestling Hall of Fame ceremony as well.
Yes, tomorrow at 1 p.m. starts our live, 30-hour live on the YouTube channel from the very first show all the way up to Endless Winter, which was this January. And that will catch you caught up, and it will end probably about the time the doors open. Come to Melee Muskego 3, get to watch Melee Muskego 3, and then the next day, go and, you know, watch the St. Louis Independent Wrestling Hall of Fame. Get to hear from, you know, the legends that, you know, have paved the way for the wrestlers today, and it's going to be a great weekend for wrestling. So we are keeping tradition alive with Melee Muskego 3, our 3-year anniversary show. So it's going to be a big weekend for Muskego. It's going to be a big weekend for independent wrestling. It's going to be a great weekend. Weather's going to be great. I mean, there's no excuse why not to participate.
Yep. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here tonight. I also want to extend a thank you to our sponsors, Nick's Home Decor, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, Needful Things Boutique in Muskego, Illinois, Laser Monkey Engraving, the creators of this wonderful NGW tie, and the Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Scott, just a couple more days, man.
I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Neither can I. And like I said, keep an eye out on Facebook for any updates regarding the status of Chris Cade. And we hope to see everyone on Saturday. And we will, of course, see you next week right here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch for next episode of NGW High Voltage.
They call themselves the Pretty Young Things, a name that echoes with swagger, speed, and superiority. At the front of this flashy freight train is Playboy Double H, now the reigning NGW heavyweight champion. At his side, Tobias Storm, dangerous, psychological, stealing the spotlight every chance he gets. But standing across the ring is the man who never lost the title, Chris Cade, back from injury and burning for redemption. And with him, Ricky Cruz, the King of Chaos, who just can't escape the gravity of PYT.
When you strip away the lights and the entrance music, wrestling's greatest stories are about what was taken and the lengths that men will go to get it back. Cade's injury didn't just cost him time, it cost him the championship. And now, in his first war back, he's got the champ in his sights. But make no mistake, PYT played dirty, and they play to win. But Chris Cade is teaming with the King of Chaos, Ricky Cruz, who is no stranger at all to PYT and their creative tactics. And then, during the match,